Shaila comes up when a person is getting an elective surgery, let's say getting tonsils removed or something like that. It's not urgent. Is a person allowed to schedule it close to Shabbos? What's the Shaila? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes in Perek Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Gimel that a person should not schedule an elective surgery, a non-emergency surgery, from Wednesday or on as it leads to Shabbos, because this might require some medical attention on Shabbos itself. And a person is in a state of pikuach nefesh, a cholish sheyesh bo sakana. In general, cholish sheyesh bo sakana, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the person. So a person undergoes surgery, and there might be some complications, or just it might be necessary to help the medical attention needed just to see he gets better and healthier and everything improves properly. So it might lead to a requirement of chil Shabbos, so therefore one shouldn't put themselves in a position where they're going to possibly need to violate Shabbos. So what's the basis on such a psak that we're concerned, that we look ahead a few days, that we're concerned that might lead to chil Shabbos? Today's Friday, today's Thursday, today's Wednesday, whatever happens, happens. So there's a sugi in the first parak of Shabbos which talks about a person who's maflik b'sfina, a person who travels by boat to go somewhere. So the halach is he's not supposed to travel within 3 days of Shabbos. So there's a big discussion, a very complicated sugya amongst the Rishonim about what the reason is. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, if it's for a davar mitzvah, a person is allowed to travel by boat, even Erev Shabbos. If it's the davar reshus, so he's not allowed to go already from Wednesday. What's the reason you can't travel from Wednesday? So the Mishnah Berurah has a whole long akdama to this siman mem ches, and he says, according to Rav Zrachi Halevi, that's the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor says, because a person leaves in a boat so close to Shabbos, it might be possible that he's putting himself in a position that in Shabbos itself, he might have to do something to save himself. He might be in a position of pikuach nefesh, and therefore have to violate Shabbos to save himself. So a person shouldn't put himself in that position so close to Shabbos. Before Wednesday is permitted, after Wednesday, if it's for the Var Rishus, one's not allowed. So based on this idea, Shmir Shabbos says, so too, a person shouldn't undergo surgery if it's not urgent, because he might have to be Mechal Shabbos to heal himself, to do something to tend to the surgery. He brings another raya there. Halacha in the Yardaya, this is Hilchos Mila. Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samech Beis Siv Beis that a person is a child, a baby is sick and hasn't been able to receive a Bris Mila, so you have to wait until he's properly healed and he's healthy and capable of taking on the Bris Mila. So the Taz says, now when trying to time it, you shouldn't give the baby a bris on Thursday, because then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is day three. Day three, we learn from the sugi, the psukim of Avram, that's the worst day, the Mishnah says on Shabbos. So to put him in such pain, to put in a place of sakana, that shouldn't be right. So you shouldn't give it on Thursday, nor should you give the bris meal on Friday as a kal vachomer. He felt that Thursday, the third day, it's not only it's a bad day, after that it gets better. But on day two even, day two would also be bad and dangerous. So you shouldn't give a bris mila if it's shelo bismano, or rather if the child isn't healthy, either on Thursday or on Friday, because it might lead to chil Shabbos 3 days later. So that is in accordance with this. Problem is, we don't pasken like this Taz, we pasken like the Shach. The Shach writes in the end of Yardaya Simen Reish Samech Vav that we don't want to delay the mitzvah at all, so therefore Thursday or Friday, whenever the first opportunity to give the Bris Mila arises, that's when we should give the Bris Mila. So we see we are not concerned that might lead to Chil Shabbos, meaning even if it does lead to Chil Shabbos, we don't care, we're doing the mitzvah right now. So Shmir Shabbos writes there in the footnote that it's only because we don't want to delay the mitzvah. But had not been for a mitzvah bris milah, we wouldn't put ourselves, wouldn't put the child in a position of this surgery, this bris milah, in order to have to violate Shabbos possibly. So this idea also goes well with this idea of the Baal Mor, that you shouldn't put yourself in a position that might lead to chil Shabbos on Shabbos, even though it's pikuach nefesh. Now, what about Wednesday itself? So Thursday and Friday, if it's elective, you shouldn't take the surgery away until next week. But what about Wednesday itself? So the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Mem Ches, Sif Katan Dalet quotes a machlokas, according to some achronim, that Wednesday is not included. You are allowed to receive surgery on Wednesday. It's part of the first half of the week, but others say Wednesday is part of the second half of the week. So those are 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't give a psak there. The Prima Gadim writes in Eisha Avram, interestingly, how to explain this machlokas. The idea is whether or not a person, this whole takana of the 3 days before, traveling in the boat 3 days before, is a point because you're not going to enjoy an entire Shabbos, or you're not going to get any Oneg Shabbos. So if you need a full 24 hours of Oneg Shabbos, so that means already Wednesday, you shouldn't travel, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then this way Friday you stop traveling, and then all of Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Or is there a point you're going to miss Oneg Shabbos entirely? But if you could catch the tail end of Shabbos with Oneg, so then you would be able to travel on Wednesday, as long as it's not last second of Wednesday. But let's say traveling takes 3 days, so if you leave Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and we assume you're getting to the location, the destination, at 3 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, so then you have a few hours left of Shabbos to have Oneg Shabbos. So interestingly, is it because you need some level of Oneg Shabbos, or is it because you need the entire Shabbos to be filled with Oneg? Either way, there are 2 days. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a psak again whether Wednesday is Bechlal, the first half of the week, or the second half of the week. Now, let's say a person went against Halacha anyways, and he received the surgery within those 2 days close to Shabbos. So Shmir Shabbos says anyways, he should still, you're still allowed to tend to the chole if it's a chole sheish b'sakana. Right now, he's a Bekuach Nefesh, even though he put himself in the position, and he should not have, still, if he's a Mamash Bekuach Nefesh right now, you certainly should violate Shabbos, whatever it takes to save him. Rishon Lezalman writes, as recorded by the Shmir Shabbos in the footnote as well, that if there's an expert doctor and he's only available towards the end of the week, so then you are able to take advantage of the doctor and receive the surgery. And the explanation is, says Rishon Lezalman, because we said when it came to be maflig in the Sfina, the Davar Mitzvah, you're allowed to leave even Erev Shabbos. So using the best doctor would be considered a Davar Mitzvah. It's better medical attention, and therefore you're allowed to even give it and receive the surgery Erev Shabbos. What about inducing labor? So Shmir Shabbos writes there as well in the footnote, when it comes to inducing labor, so once the doctor says it's dangerous, so then it's already considered urgent. It's a whole different shiloh. Even though it sounds like it's elective, you're choosing to induce it, once the doctor says it's needed, and he puts on the, starts putting the hormones on and affecting all the different medications, that would be permitted. Now, if it's not so dangerous, and the doctor could wait until Sunday, Monday, that's a different story. But if he can't wait, then there's nothing to even talk about. Rav Simcha Barim Cohen writes that if one is in pain as well, even though it's not urgent, but it is painful for the person, that would be another exception when you would be able to receive, get the surgery, even on Erev Shabbos itself.